Just to begin with the simplicity of a conscious breath, a long, deep breath, inhaling. And with the out breath, right from the start, sensing if it's possible to let go a little. Just to let go, let go. And then again, let's inhale together, filling the lungs. And with the out-breath, a slow out-breath, very conscious of relaxing, letting go. And again, inhaling deeply, full deep breath. Filling the lungs. And then with the out-breath, sense that you could soften down the length of the body. Letting go. So as the breath now is natural in its inflow and outflow, sense the quality of your presence. Sense the awareness of being right here. Let your senses be awake. Be aware of the activity, the sounds around you. And aware of the activity and aliveness inside you. Aware of whatever mood or emotion might be here, just bringing a gentle attention to your heart. As you attend to the heart, sense what brings you here this evening, what intention you have. For this night's gathering. This is an inquiry as to what matters to you. And it might be in a very immediate way that you come to relax, touch some peace. It may be to be more present. It may be in some way to open your heart. To live more fully. Just sense what's alive for you in that inquiry right now. What brings you? We open this first class of our new year of this decade as community with the simple sounding of Om. That's kind of an ancient and living expression of oneness, of connection. So if you'd like to gently let the palms touch at the heart area, and just to connect with your own sincerity so that as you chant, the sense of what matters, this caring about awakening in some way, gets expressed. Let's inhale. We'll do this three times, chant three times. Inhale deeply.
Thank you.
in this stillness, the presence that we awaken becomes more possible as we sense the body from the inside out. So you might let your awareness scan through your body. Sense if there's any areas of obvious tightness or holding. When the body is tense, it's a way of resisting presence. It's tightening against what's happening. So just notice the areas of tension. Let awareness be like a soft space that simply allows the tangles to untangle naturally. Some obvious areas are the shoulders. Just to take some moments to feel the shoulders from the inside and see if there can be a natural dissolving or letting go there. Kind of like ice melting. Bringing a soft attention to the hands, feeling the aliveness there. See if you can notice with a kind of intimate attention the tingling or vibrating in the hands. Let there be a natural openness to the chest and sense with a soft attention the belly. See if it's possible just to relax and loosen there. Letting the breath be received deep in the torso, this breath. And this breath. And again. So you can begin to sense a waking up through the body. Even the feet, if you bring the attention there, you can feel the vibrating or tingling or aliveness there. With a kind of comprehensive attention, including this whole field of sensation. Just letting everything happen. Receiving sensations in awareness. Listening and receiving sounds in the open space of awareness. Just listening to the space of this room. And beyond the room. Nothing to do. Sounds are known spontaneously. Received in the open space of mind. You can let the receptivity of listening be a template for experiencing the life within and around you, so that you listen to and feel the sensations of the body. Not resisting anything, not chasing after anything. You can listen to and feel the whole moment. For many, it's helpful to sustain presence, to have a kind of home base, a place to come back to that's right here and now. The most common being the inflow, outflow of the breath. So you might just sense resting in the breath for a few moments, relaxing as the breath comes in. Relaxing as the breath goes out. Contacting and sustaining contact with the breath. So if you could listen to it and feel it in the most intimate, immediate way. May it be the breath at the nostrils, the sensations there, or the rise and fall of the chest or the belly. So that the breath is in the foreground, still aware of the sounds, other experiences in the body, perhaps the coming and going of thoughts. For some people, rather than the breath in the foreground, letting sounds be your primary home base can be very helpful in remembering over and over again to be right here rather than listening to thoughts, listening to the actual sounds right here. And for some, the home base might be the whole field of bodily sensations as you sit here. All that matters is that you're aware of being here. You might even mentally whisper the word here. And notice what it's like. When the mind drifts, as it naturally will, the practice is just to notice when we notice and not to rush back to anything, but just to take our time arriving again in presence, listening to the actual sounds coming and going in the moment. Perhaps re-relaxing the shoulders or the hands and feeling the life of the body. relaxing the heart, feeling whatever mood or emotion is here. And if it feels helpful, re-relaxing with your anchor, with the breath, or all the sensations of the body, or sound, with the intention of knowing that you're here, of arriving in nowness, awake and relaxed. You might ask yourself if it's possible to let go just a little bit more right now. Just rest in a relaxed attentiveness. Noticing the changing flow of moment-to-moment experience. When you hear the sound of the gong, sense if it's possible to continue in mindfulness as you listen, as you then open your eyes, move around, so that the meditation doesn't end, it just shifts in its form.